This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hundreds of thousands of people in Florida still have no electricity a week after Hurricane Ian made landfall. Many people are having trouble finding food and water. 75 people are known dead in Florida. The AP's Julie Walker.
Johnny Lauder had to rescue his 86-year-old wheelchair-bound mother stuck in her flooded Naples home.
Terror and relief at the same time.
He couldn't believe how high the water had risen.
Some areas it was already up to her chest.
Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino says the destruction immense. First responders going door to door checking for people.
We can rebuild a home. We can get another boat. But when you lose a loved one, there's just no words that can describe how we feel for that family.
I'm Julie Walker.
A Mexican man has died after being shot at a U.S. Border Patrol station in El Paso, Texas. The Border Patrol says the man was in custody and its agents were involved in the shooting, but they're not releasing details on why this happened. Ukraine calls them worthless. The documents that Russian President Putin signed this morning, formally incorporating four regions of Ukraine into Russia. No injuries, but there was panic in the South Korean city of Gangneung this morning as a malfunctioning South Korean ballistic missile blew up during a live fire drill with the U.S. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The explosion and subsequent fire panicked and confused residents of a coastal city who were already uneasy about the increasingly provocative weapons tests by the North. Their concern that it could be an attack only grew as the military and officials provided no explanation about the explosion for hours. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Keep an eye on those gas prices. Gas is $3.83 a gallon this morning, up 7 cents in a week, says the AAA. This is AP News. A lot of people talking about this, that magic moment for the Yankees' Aaron Judge. The AP's Denny Capp has this.
Aaron Judge breaks the American League single-season record with his 62nd home run as the Yankees fall to the Rangers 3-2 and split a doubleheader. Judge led off Game 2 with the historic shot that reached the first row of seating beyond the left field wall. His 62nd homer of the season gives him the record previously held by Roger Maris.
It's a big relief. You know, I think everybody can finally sit down in their seats and watch the ball game. You know, it's been a fun ride so far.
Yankee starter Gerrit Cole suffered the loss in Game 2, but Cole struck out 9 batters to pass Ron Guidry and set a new franchise record with 257 strikeouts in a single season. I'm Denny Capp.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama has a new book coming out. It's called The Light We Carry, Overcoming in Uncertain Times. The book comes out November 15th. That's the day her six-city tour begins in Washington. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.